A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise day and night. And through it all, the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit. First the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. When the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, that when sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. So Jesus, I guess, is trying to explain to this little band of 12 fishermen and craftsmen, uneducated men, how they're going to build a kingdom of God in the world. This big world, even at their time, the Roman Empire, it seemed so big, powerful, and sophisticated, and they were anything but that. And so he uses these simple parables about how it's going to grow. A week ago, some of us in the parish here, I took a group to go off and do strategic planning with a consultant who's an expert in these things for churches, and we joined with several other parishes. We spent a couple of days in a process trying to refine our vision and mission for the parish, and we'll be doing that over the next 18 months periodically, taking some time to really focus on how to build up the parish. But through it all, I was very conscious of parables like this, where Jesus speaks that the kingdom of God grows, we know not how. And the first part, where he says, it's like a sower going out to sow seed. He tosses it onto the soil, but then it starts to grow. He knows not how. It's a hidden process, right? It goes on underground, and we can't see what's going on underground. If we try to dig up the soil and try to see how the seed is germinating and starting to grow roots, well, we're going to kill it off pretty quickly. You know, somebody was telling me that they were, when they were a kid, mother had them growing carrots. So after a few days, she got impatient and she dug them up just to see how big they had gotten. And mother said, "Well, you're killing them. You know, you can't. It's not easy to put them back in the ground." Yeah, it goes on imperceptibly, and we can't really see it. And then Jesus uses the other parable of the mustard seed, that it grows out of all proportion to what it seemed to start with. And that's very much the case with Jesus' kingdom. It's a mystery. It's something beyond our control. It's not a question of our planning and our programs so much. That's only a part. It may be a necessary part. Like you have to start with the seed, and you have to scatter the seed, but it's not enough. Our own action, though, isn't irrelevant. We have to play our part. There was a story about three guys out in the desert, and they were having to travel back and forth to the town to get food because nothing was growing out in the desert. And they were getting tired of schlepping back and forth to just get food, so they hatched the idea, like, yeah, we ought to become, you know, gardeners and cultivate our own food here, and that'd be a great idea. And they said, yeah, but how are we going to do it out here in this desert? It's such a challenge. We don't really know much about gardening anyway. And they heard about this master gardener who could make things grow anywhere. And the stories about him were that things would marvelously grow even in a desert area where it's a challenge. So they got interested in that, and they wrote him a letter. Could you please come here and show us how to grow things out here in this wilderness? And they didn't hear back, and they didn't hear back. And finally, one day, this master gardener showed up, and he visited one of the three guys. And he said, well, I really want to know if you believe that you can grow things out here in this wilderness. Do you really think it's possible? And the guy says, well, back when the three of us were talking, they kind of convinced me that it's possible, but I don't know. I've been thinking it over. It's probably hopeless. And besides, you know, from what I understand about that kind of thing, it's a lot of work. And I don't really think it's going to be possible. So the master gardener leaves. A few days later, he visits the second guy of the group. He says, do you really believe that you can grow things out here in this wilderness? The guy goes, yeah, I believe it. I believe it. With some help from you, you know, and your expertise, we'll be able to do it. You know, you just show me all the steps. What do we have to do? And the master gardener says, okay, give me a couple of days. And he leaves. And the master gardener comes back a few days later and says, okay, out in your field there's a wheel. All you have to do is turn it once a day. Every morning, go out and turn that wheel. Guy says, okay. And the master gardener leaves. So for a few days, the guy's going out there every morning, turning the wheel, and he doesn't see anything happen. And the next day, he misses. He skips, he sleeps in, and he misses. And then the next day, he has some excuse. He's busy. He doesn't go out and turn the wheel. And after a week or two, he's tired of this, and he says, nothing's going to happen. And this master gardener's a phony. And he goes around telling all his friends, it doesn't work. Can't grow anything out here. Even the master gardener can't do anything for you. He just told me to turn this wheel, and nothing happened. Then the master gardener goes to the third guy, and he says, do you really believe we can grow stuff out in this wilderness? Guy goes, yeah, I believe we can. He goes, okay, give me a couple of days. And he goes away. He comes back a few days later, and he says, okay, out in the field is a wheel. Just go turn it every day. And the guy goes, okay. So he starts going out there. Every day he turns the wheel. And he doesn't see anything happen. And he goes back out there. He turns the wheel anyway. And nothing happens. And he says to himself the next day, when he doesn't feel like going, he goes, well, the master gardener said something would happen. I just got to hang in there. And he goes out and he turns the wheel. And then after a week or two, he begins to see little shoots coming up from the ground. And he doesn't even know what that is. You know, he's not familiar with what to do next. And all the master gardener has told him to do is turn the wheel. So he says, okay, that's the only thing I know how to do. I don't know what to do next, so I'll go turn the wheel. And he keeps turning the wheel, and it keeps growing. And when it's all grown, and he's got vegetables and fruits, the master gardener comes back. And he says, when I left for those couple of days, I went and installed an irrigation system in the ground, in your field. And all you had to do was turn the wheel, and it would grow. Well, the first guy had gotten tired of even thinking about the work, and the second guy couldn't persevere. And the third guy didn't know why he persevered, but he kept doing the same thing over and over again, and it worked. Yeah, and that's the way it is with the kingdom of God, right? We have to keep doing the right thing, even if we don't see results right away. We have to keep obeying the Lord. And I think this is the key to the kingdom of God. It's not magic, but it's the grace of God. No. And St. Paul writes to the Corinthians there, kind of a scary line, right? He says, we aspire to please him whether we are at home or away, because we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each can receive his recompense according to what he did in the body, whether for good or evil. Yeah, the Lord gives us the commandments. He gives us his gospel. And he says, go and live this gospel out day in and day out. Do what you're supposed to do. And don't get tired of it. Don't get cynical. Don't get skeptical. Persevere in the good. Keep doing it because the Lord said so. And this is a real key for us for success in our lives. You know, we live in a world where, probably like the first guy, somebody convinced them that it was too much trouble, too much work. Yeah. Living the gospel is a lot of work, and you have to keep putting in the time and doing the right thing, no matter what anybody says. No matter what the culture says, the society, the trends, just keep doing the right thing. Keep living out that gospel, and you'll see the fruits eventually. And that's what makes the kingdom of God grow. It's faithful people who know that the Lord is coming again, and they're obedient to the word of the Lord. They keep their eyes focused on the wheel. Just go turn it. And with that integrity they have, they go and do what the Lord commanded. So the next time we have doubts about whether it's working, or whether the church's teachings are relevant, or whether the gospel really applies today, just go out in the field and turn the wheel again. The Lord promised, and He'll come through.